Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. While the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association has been an integral part of the success of the cattle business in the KLJR listening area, leadership of this organization has been generational work of love of the beef industry. Back in November, new members of the board of directors were installed. Two of the executive committee members of the Redwood Area Cattlemen are in the studio today. Lee Winkleman from Springfield and Brandon Munsell from Franklin. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Mark.
Good. Well, say, just Brandon, you are newly elected as a director and you're on the executive committee and you actually were elected to the presidential position there. Can you just give a little background on your cattle operation by Franklin?
Yeah, I'm Brandon Munsell. We feed cattle southeast of Franklin, down in the river bottom. Not sure if anybody's been by there. We're right on the gravel road.
Okay, and when I brought up before in the introduction about generational, you guys really do have a generational operation there. It goes all the way back to what, great-grandpa?
It'd be my great-grandpa Ray, so I'm fourth generation.
Okay, and I know talking with your grandpa, Bill, there was a lot of stories told about how cattle would come into Franklin and unloaded at the railroad depot there, and some of them were actually brought down the road all the way to the feedlot there back in the day.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, can you touch a little bit on who your new leadership there is at the Redwood Area Cattlemen?
Yeah, like you said, Mark, I'm the new acting president. Lee Winkleman here with us is the vice president. Elaine Jensen is the treasurer. And then we have secretary, advertising and media, Amanda Jensen, and Kelly Schumacher. Membership is Mary Gugisberg, grilling, Sam Seidel, and Jake Christensen. Also the director, Mark Manderfield.
All right. Well, Lee, can you just kind of take us through the calendar, what's coming up there with the Redwood Area Cattlemen's?
Well, we have our annual steak fry coming in on March 30th. It's held down in the Springfield Community Center. And on July 16th, we are having our annual summer picnic at the Mayflower Golf Club at Fairfax, and there will be golfing and lots of fun to be had.
All right, so if a person wants to become a member of the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association, who should they contact and give us a little information on that, if you would?
Well, Maria Gugisberg is our membership chair, and you can contact her or any one of us board members, and we will be glad to get you signed up and on our roster.
Okay. And as far as the grilling part, the go-to person there, is that Sam Seidel or anybody could be contacted?
Sam Seidel or Jake Christensen can be contacted, or again, any board member, and we will get it taken care of.
All right. So any kind of a business, I know you guys even did a wedding or two, haven't you?
Correct. We did a big wedding last summer.
All right. So what is the cost on that if people are interested in doing this?
We are at $1 a steak and 50 cents for hamburgers, and we have a $100 minimum.
Okay. And you have the equipment. You got your own portable grill that you bring right to the site? And
we have the grill. We bring help, and you just get us set up where you want us, and we will get the hamburgers or steaks where you want them.
Okay. And over the years, I have to say that I've yet to hear one complaint about the grilling that has been done by the Redwood Area Cattlemen, so that's really a credit to the grilling skills. So, Brandon, I know the one thing that's been talked about a little bit is the Redwood Area Cattlemen back in the day. It was, Redwood Cattlemen, and then it grew to changing the name to the Redwood Area Cattlemen Association. What is the demographics or the size of the Redwood Area Cattlemen? What area do you guys cover?
It's actually quite large. It's three counties, Brown County, Renville County, and Redwood County. And you got to remember that it's from Hector to Hanska to Danube to Lamberton. It's quite the area.
Okay. And when you talk about that, the area that's being covered, I know Scott has done a great job here helping us with the promotion of the $30 beef certificates that are giving away after every program. That covers a lot of area, too, with these local lockers and grocery stores that are involved in that. Just on the locker plant end of it, I know something that seems to be kind of a statewide issue as far as some of these lockers that we've been used to closing. What do you think is going to happen down the line? What's kind of the problem there?
Well, it's difficult to find places to get a beef in, to get processed, and we struggle with a lot of regulations in that industry. So to get more people to do this, maybe some of the regulations need to be backed off. Maybe there's other opportunities that need to be addressed to get us back to where we have more options out here.
Because the demand definitely is there. I mean, when you talk to different producers, I mean, they have people from town and neighbors or whatever that would like to have one of their beef taken in and having it processed so they can experience, you know, a fresh beef like that. But anything else with the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association, Brandon?
No, I think we got her covered today, Mark.
Okay. Well, thanks both you guys for coming in today. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.